Lorraine, you were having some trouble with your truck yesterday morning. I kind of got it straightened out.
We'll have to do a little work to it, but it's not going to put me down.
Good, that's good. Maybe, you know, get it straightened out fairly quickly.
Wait anyway, so hopefully there won't be anything too major. Get dug into it a little bit this weekend, I hope, if the weather holds out.
Yeah, my dad's old 95 Ford truck, and I've had that thing worked on umpteen dozen times, and every now and then I still get a, you know, the idiot light on the check engine comes on yellow, just out of the blue. The truck seems to be running fine, but it'll flicker on and off, and I think a big part of it is I just don't drive that old truck enough.
Only real problem is setting, especially of those vintage. That's what I cut my teeth on working on, is those, and they can be quite cantankerous at times.
It's back then, I think that was when they first started putting the computers in them and everything, and it was new and exciting technology. What I worked on when I was a kid was, you know, 66 Mustang, 65 Fairlane, and oh man, those things are so simple compared to what's out there today. You know, I could still work on those if I had to, but I'm not going to mess with none of this new stuff.
'95 Ford pickup truck is awful simple compared to what's out there today. It is quite a challenge to do much of anything on one of them anymore. But I'm surprised you can find somebody that still knows how to work on a '95.
Yeah, I got a mechanic that can, you know, he's got a little age on him, and he's still working on big diesel trucks, and he's got a few old Ford trucks of his own that he's kept running, so he kind of knows what to do with it.
I'm glad you got somebody you can trust and knows what they're doing. It's always a plus.
This guy's name's Mike. I'm sure I know his last name. Come to think of it, it's funny because I've known him a good while. But he's over in a little town of Pelzer. And, yeah, he's pretty good with any of them. You know, the older ones are the newer ones. But so I've took that 95 to him. I've took my mom's old Lincoln to him. And when I got a bunch of questionable estimates, suggestions from the dealership on my wife's Hyundai, I took it to him and found out they were just trying to get us to do a bunch of unnecessary stuff that didn't need to be done.
Unfortunately, you got to be careful of that anymore. They call it upselling, but I call it stealing then a lot of times. Not much difference.
What makes me so blasted mad is they'll do it to a woman so much quicker. You know, if my wife takes it in, you know, they feel like, we got one here, you know, we can talk her into doing all this stuff. But I've warned her about it.
To be careful of that, and a lot of times when you're going into the dealership, it may not be the technician or mechanic that's doing it. Once the service rider gets their hands on it, you got to be careful of that.
It's people right there behind the counter. This seems to be well, and plus this dealership in Anderson has changed hands, and these newer people are a lot more aggressive about that kind of stuff to the people that did own the place, they were a whole lot better to deal with. But anyway, so from now on, I'm taking that one to Mike too. I just take all of them to him.
If you got somebody you can trust and knows what he's doing, that's the place to take it. That's what I try to tell everybody when they ask me. Just find somebody you can trust. That's the biggest thing. Because they're not going to know everything, no matter how hard they try. It's just, do they have the ability to learn and look up the information?
Oh, he's got equipment to check out the newer vehicles, and you know, he's even got the stuff to check out my old Ford truck. And, but on another note, I had my mom's Lincoln painted, and it come out real good. The car looks pretty much like a new one.
Funny you should mention Lincoln. My grandfather's over the break, and my grandma's Lincoln Town Car is still sitting there. And he's wanting to give it to me. It needs a little bit of work, but because it's been sitting for a few years now. But it's a 89 Lincoln Town Car. I remember driving that when I first got my license, and that old boat.
This one's 2003, and my mom and my stepdad got it. They didn't get it new. They got it, you know, secondhand down there in Columbia. But I drove my mom around into the lot, and it still has her music CDs and the CD player in the trunk. So, and me and her liked a lot of the same music, so I've just left them in there. And when I drive that car, I listen to that music, and brings back fond memories.
It's funny how music will do that. It reminds you of where you had the first time you heard it, or what you were doing, or, you know, a special event around music. There's lots of those in my memories, and when you hear them come on the radio, you just can't help but stop and think about it.
You heard the old joke that if you can remember Woodstock, you weren't there, which I can remember it. I wasn't there, but I remember when they had that music festival, but and they said the people that went to it got some high and everything, that a lot of them didn't remember much of it after they left.
Before my time, but I've seen pictures and watched documentaries on it. So, yeah, I could see that being a problem for those that were there.
Had a couple of concerts back when I was a kid at the Carolina Coliseum, and was up in the nosebleed section, and the smoke from the marijuana cigarettes was floating up that way, and you get a little dizzy just sitting there listening to the music.
Imagine. Well, now they're making that stuff legal, so they got all the people that paid a price for having that over the years, and now they're trying to make it legal everywhere.
One of the coaches from Clemson got a permit to grow it for medical use or something, grow it and sell it. So it's headed that way in this state. And I've been out west where, out in the Colorado area for just a few days, and they had billboards and, you know, really, really pushing the recreational use of it. So, you know, it's something they can put a new tax on and make money with, so they'll probably go right along with it, just like, you know, with the alcohol and cigarettes.
Where Colorado, the amount of tax revenue that that had generated, and it was, I can't remember, it was 13 million or 13 something. It was crazy the amount of money that it generated in a year in just tax revenue.
Well, it would do it for South Carolina. I've always heard that that's South Carolina's biggest cash crop above, you know, peaches, tobacco, and everything else, you know, people growing marijuana. I mean, you know, I hear the helicopters flying over out here in the country, and I know that's what they're looking for. They're trying to find it.
Be fine on the taxes if our government would actually use it to where it would benefit the people instead of them.
That's true, too. It's like, you know, I was talking the other morning about, you know, they spend the tax money on building themselves nice new office buildings to sit in, and meanwhile, the roads and bridges and everything are falling apart.
Infrastructure is a funny thing. You got to take care of it once you put it in, and it takes money and time to do that.
You definitely do. Well, I see the sun coming up through the window. It's kind of pointed toward the east. I hope you're not having to drive into it.
I'm heading south on 26, so I'm good right now. Coming into a little bit of fog down here at intersection of 26 and 85.
Keep your eye open for Bambi and that crowd, because they might still be kind of jumping around this time of the day.
Watch out for these four-wheelers more than anything.
Yeah, I've tried to tell people that a big vehicle cannot stop on a dime, and it ain't a smart idea to just cut over in front of them or stop real quick in front of them, but... I don't know.
An interstate would be a big benefit, too. Brake pedal's not always the first choice.
Yeah, either. Most of the time, if I'm on the interstate and somebody's merging, I try to get in front of them, or slow up and let them get in, and usually slowing up's a mistake, because then they don't know, they're not sure what to do, so I just try to get on around them.
Now, the best thing to do is maintain your speed and then let them figure out where they need to go, either in front of you or behind you.
If I remember correctly, that's what they say to do in the driver's manual, come think of it.
When you got another lane over here, give me an option to get over. And you got all these cars in not thinking about it when they're in the hammer lane, and they just get right beside you and ride there when you're going through an intersection.
Your pastor used to make a little joke about people being in the left lane. They get over there because they're going to make a left turn 8 miles up the road.
There's a lot of them do that. Just get out there and ride. But I thought South Carolina passed that law where you couldn't do that, but I don't think it's changed anything if they did.
When they passed the law and publicized it and everything, I guess I'm just not writing enough tickets for it. But this last week, right before New Year's, they were flat riding tickets out on 25 in front of my house, between my house and the county line. Man, they were riding them left and right, just assumed for speeding.
Seen them out. They were working Wade Hampton, and 123 there right before Christmas, and I'm sure they got plenty of revenue sharing coupons out there on those days.
Yeah, some of these little towns within 10 miles of it, I think that's their biggest source of revenue is Barney and Andy sitting right there at the city limits.
Well, the way people drive anymore, I'm surprised there's not more of them. But law enforcement probably doesn't have the manpower to do it either.
Unfortunately, with what's been going on the last few years, a lot of people been retiring, getting out of law enforcement, and can't hardly blame them. All this defund the police junk, you know, it's just, I wouldn't want to be in it.
Yeah, I got several friends and family members that's what they do, and even in the small town where I'm at, things aren't great. And so, can imagine when you get into the big cities.
Young fella, sort of a relative that he's with the Anderson County Sheriff, and I got a nephew that he works for the county jail system up in Travelers Rest area, so, you know, it can be kind of dangerous for the amount of pay that's involved.
Something
I don't think I'd want that job, but I'm glad there's people out there that do.
Comment.
Good morning, KO4JQY. I just heard you guys just turning on, heard about the law enforcement stuff. Yeah, people don't realize some of these small towns, they're paying their officers less than what you can make at Chick-fil-A. So it's, like you said, it's the money they get paid.
It's a shame what they do to people like that. I don't understand it.
Absolutely. There's some of the lower part outside the city, Fountain Inn, places like that, they just now raised their officer starting pay up to like $18 an hour from $15. So it's still a struggle.
I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, and I don't know what their hourly pay is, but they're still not paid the greatest in the world, that's for sure.
Well, gentlemen, I hit my stop, but appreciate you letting me get in there. KO4JQY, y'all have a great morning.
Thank you, sir. Andrew, you're welcome anytime. KO4HKX, 73.
And in the morning, usually somebody around here most mornings. Have a good day, KO4NXY.
And 4ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. Did you get your paperwork done?
David, Happy New Year to both of you. Yeah, I did. It's yearly testing, yard control, you know, when to wear your safety vest, and conveyor securing and all that kind of stuff. It takes about 45 minutes, and it's always last minute. Got to get it done right now. When we could have been working on it for weeks, you know.
Rachel wouldn't have it any other way, right?
And for most of it, they give us answer keys. So it's kind of dumb, but anyway. Go ahead, David. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing out there?
I need to quit taking time off, because then when I go back to work, I get tired. I'm not... I either need to quit taking time off or just quit working altogether. I haven't decided which one to do yet.
And ducks in a row, go ahead and retire. It's a lot more fun.
I hear this retired says they're way too busy now. I may just stay working. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was going to say is the ones I talk to, they say I don't know how they had time for a job.
Yeah, well, seem like I stay pretty busy.
Say, make sure you have a plan and you know what you're going to do, because somebody else will tell you what to do if you don't.
Steve say that one several times. If I don't plan my day, somebody else will plan it for me.
Because she's not listening. I know exactly who would plan my day.
And most of my days seems like it's been waiting on a woman.
Do that too loud, David.
When it comes down to it, there's not much better to wait for.
I told her many a time that, you know, it's like that song with, the guy that played Andy Griffith was in the video, and then the other guy did the music, and it was kind of my sentiments on it. She's worth waiting on.
okay.
Hey, morning, Shane. Happy chilly morning. Boy, it's cold out there, isn't it? But it felt good.
Got you now. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good holiday, a good Christmas, and a good New Year.
Thank you. It was great. And I ate too much food. I have to work it off gradually, but I'm fast on, slow off. But that's okay. It was good, Shane. Thanks for asking. Yeah, wife will wake up eventually, and I get the day going here. W4FC.
Hope to hear you. And come on in and call your son anytime. I'm sure he's probably still either getting ready or still sleeping.
He'll be up shortly, sure will be, and landscaper, so and does power washing, so a lot of jobs. He'll be up. Thanks. W4FC, I'm listening and waiting for him to get up.
All right, have a good day. Go ahead, Patrick.
See what you got planned for the weekend.
Not that far ahead. I'm sure my plans will be told to me. I really don't know if we got anything. We've spent so much time with the kids the last several weekends. I'm not sure what we got going on. We may just be trying to take it easy.
Sounds like weather-wise, it's going to be a good weekend for that.
Yeah, whatever's coming through tonight, we'll just blow through and not leave anything and be sunny again for tomorrow. And I didn't see anything on my calendar, so looks like it's kind of open. I better make some plans.
Nasty weather tomorrow, so I don't know. It'd be nice if it does come through tonight and go away.
I'm about hitting this evening up around the house and tomorrow, so those I'll be doing a whole lot outside of the house.
Worse than we're going to get. I think we're just going to get some rain.
Freezing rain up around the house, which is not good. I hate when it does that.
Major.
I've got whole house generator.
Being prepared. You're doing great there, my man. Doing great.
I want to get eventually. I've got a portable generator that will run everything I need to keep us warm and alive and connected for several days. It's just doesn't come on automatically. I got to roll it out and plug it in and turn it on.
And then, like a dummy, I left the gas in it, so now I got to get somebody to rebuild a carburetor, put a new carburetor on it.
Run on propane, that way I ain't
got to
worry about it.
You want to get a dual next time and get one that'll run off propane or gas?
I mean, they ordered one. His grandfather is an electrician, and he's got a big transfer switch he's going to bring down and put in for him, and he ordered a big generator for his new house.
You never know when you're going to need it.
I take care of my daughter like that.
She feels good about her decision, doesn't it?
He's a good guy. We really love him. Of course, we treat him just like a son, hopefully. I hope he feels that way about us. That's how we feel about him.
I know y'all, just what little I know about you, that's how you're really going to treat him as a son.
The dual fuel as well. He won't need the he doesn't have a propane tank. He could put a little one on there. I don't know how long it would run, but I guess you can run them off of those 5-gallon tanks like you put on a grill. I don't really know.
As long as you have the regulator for it, that's the biggest thing, is having the correct regulator to regulate the fuel volume and pressure.
To burn through that small tank.
So it depends on how big it is, how big an engine, and how much load he's got on it. Like the generator I got at the house is 12K, and it'll go through about 2 gallons an hour at 50% load.
Does it use more propane than it does gasoline to run the same amount of time?
It will, because propane does not have the butane or BTU rating that gasoline does, so it takes more of it to get the same amount of work out.
Always a little difference in the amount of output when you look, when you read it, you know, on the side of the box if you're looking at them, but so I knew there had to be some difference. Go ahead, Dave. Didn't mean to leave you out.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to go see about getting Maria up and getting her day started, too. So y'all have a good morning. And I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Good to talk to you this morning, KO4HKX.
Have a good day, and say hello to Miss Murray. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
So let me know when I'm getting too scratchy. I'm down here at exit 38 on 26 right now.
Well, it might have been me. I'm down in a little hole. I actually need to bump the power up, I think.
Down here near Rolling Hills, I just never know.
Now. Must be some good propagation. Well, in a couple weeks, we'll have a gas stove in the kitchen. I ordered one a couple days ago. And the gas company's going to come out and run a little line off of the line we've got running to the water heater. And that'll be nice because then we'll be able to cook if power goes out too. Right now, I got that electric stove. It's not wired into my generator.
You'll be a little surprised on that cooking with the gas. The new ones are, you can light the eyes on it, but like using the oven is a lot more difficult because it's got to have that preheat on it because we have a gas range now. We've always had a gas range, and the new ones are a little bit more of a pain in the tail end because of regulations.
I'll be able to plug it in. The outlet that I'm plugging in, I've got wired to the generator, so it should be okay. It's 115 volt wire, 120 volt wire on the stove.
KV2HX,
and yes, you'll be able to do that, no problem.
What's happening? Where you been?
Working, spending time with family.
Oh, okay, cool. We got to run into each other. Maybe we'll do it this weekend.
I got to run into town kind of your way. I'm going to try to go over next Thursday. I don't know how your time, what your time is Thursday morning. I got to go see a chiropractor. I was thinking maybe that might work out if you're around on a Thursday morning.
I should be. I don't, as of right now, I'm busy up until Monday. I got an install today and I got some work to do on Monday and then I'm pretty much caught up with everything. Thursday will be fine. You know, just we'll just keep in touch.
I appreciate it. I'm not in a big hurry, so, I mean, if you need to get out of your way, I apologize, but there's no rush on this end.
Oh, no, there's no issues at all. I just want to be able to get your stuff, that's all. Gentlemen, I got to duck out. I got to get in my butt in the shower here, and I got to go and freeze my butt off and get hooked up to my trailer and get to my install. Patrick, I'm going to pass it over to you, KO4HKX, and the group, KB2HXS. Go ahead. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, this morning, Dave, KO4HKX. Hope you don't freeze too much out there.
Have a good day, guys.
7-3, good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Working tonight, right? Probably get caught up in that weather more than anybody then.
Really looked at where it's coming from, but I'm headed south, so hopefully it'll just stay rain.
We're coming up out of the south one more week. Typically get the weather.
Hard to copy.
Any better? Up a little bit.
Heavy the rain's supposed to be. I don't know how much we're supposed to get. I'll have to look at that later, but yeah, even if it's just rain and it's cold, it'll be miserable.
Everything you're doing outside miserable when it's like that.
And you got up your way over Christmas?
Total on it, no.
papers reporting that they had anywhere from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain between the two or three different neighbors in their rain gauge.
My grandfather, he keeps track of all that.
Just kind of, it's a little more than drizzling. It was putting down a lot of water, and then it, and I know it dumped on us several times really heavy.
It was up over 7 inches of rain, so I know we got quite a bit in that 48-hour stretch.
If you knew, I know we got a lot. I gotta get a rain gauge out. I just know it was a lot.
One of those with the APR is beacons it out and tells me what's going on, and I can log in and see what it's doing.
Christmas list, but nobody bit. So I guess I'll just have to buy it myself.
Probably a new one last year, so. And I love my wife, but sometimes she likes to skimp on certain things because she don't realize that there's a difference. And so I'm going to wait a little bit longer before I buy another one.
Be really specific. This is what I want, and if you're going to buy me something, I mean, if that's what you want to get, this is what I want. I don't care that it's not a surprise. Don't buy me something that's similar that you think I might like.
I have to understand that one yet.
That's placing an order for the custom accessories up in Canada.
Good to talk to you this morning. I hope you have a good day and get you some rest. And stay safe out there tonight if I don't talk to you this evening. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, have a good day. It was good to hear you today. Say hello to... oh, my goodness. You know, say hello to your wife. I can't recall her name. I'm sorry about that. I hope you have a good day and a good weekend. And I will try to get some rest. N4 is that okay?
KO4HKX. Don't worry about it. I do the same thing sometimes.
Now I remember. Elise. Say hello to Elise. See you later. N4 is that okay?